Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's the Fan Evening Show. Jack Hillgrove behind the mic, Joel Nelson behind the glass. We're taking you up until 10:35 right here on the Fan Nightly Sports Call. After that, Joely, it is now time for, the Pirates should sign this guy, but instead they'll probably sign this guy. So if you could, fire up a bed for us. And we'll get going. So the inspiration for this segment came yesterday when I figured out that, and like everybody else figured out, that Ben Cherington would be back as the Pirates general manager. And I went back and looked at the illustrious offseason heading into the 2025 season. And I reflected back on my thoughts. I was excited. Paul Skeens as a rookie. There we go. And then they ultimately ended up doing nothing. And by nothing, it was Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, and Andrew Heaney, and who else did I miss? Pham, Heaney. Oh, Frazier. Yeah. So, without further ado, couple of names that come to mind that I think the Pirates should sign for the 2026 season. Realistic as hell, at least in my mind, like should be a fathomable thing for the Pirates. I'm not saying that they should go out and sign, they're going to sign Trevor Story for $30 million a year or Kyle Tucker for $40 million a year. That is not feasible for the Pirates. We know that. I start with DH, corner outfield, first base, because they need power in that spot. Spencer Horwitz ain't it. Like, Spencer Horwitz could be your DH if Kutch doesn't come back. You could throw Spencer Horwitz in at second base. If you don't do anything with Spencer Horwitz, I don't really care. Because you basically got him for nothing. Luis Ortiz, banned from baseball, pretty much. My guy, Joel, in that spot is Josh Naylor. Like, according to SpotTrack.com, his market value isn't that, like, it's not crazy. $14.2 million this year, market value 15. They spent $10.5 million just last year on a one-year deal for Aroldis Chapman. You could spend $15 million on Josh Naylor. You should be able to spend $15 million on a guy like Josh Naylor. It gets you power at first base. He hasn't played corner outfield in a couple of seasons, but you could play him in right field. He hit .295 this year. .831 OPS. Only 9 home runs, but that is productive and above league average offense. Instead, I could see the Pirates saying, you know what? You know what we're going to do to fill that role? Eloy Jimenez. Again, once upon a time, pretty decent player. He'll be 29 next year. You don't have to keep playing this. We can let this fade out. But did not play an ounce of Major League Baseball in 2025. He bounced around in the Rays and Blue Jays AAA affiliate. Actually ended up in rookie ball for the Tampa Bay Rays at one point in 2025. Hit 247 at the minor league level last year with the White Sox. At the big league level, both with the White Sox and the Orioles, like a 235 average at the plate. So yeah, Josh Naylor would be nice, but Eloy Jimenez for like $2 million kind of seems like something old Ben Sherrington would fire up. Your turn.
I had Josh Naylor as one of mine as well. I'm going to go with the outfield. So Tyler O'Neill, wouldn't that be a great pick for them to have? And he signed a big year with, you know, big deal, like 3-year deal with Baltimore for like more than that. I can't find it, but it was pretty hefty deal.
Yeah, and he was a name that was thrown around. Now, I believe that he has to potentially opt out of a deal.
Yes, there is something.
And there's speculation that it might. So he could potentially be available. I'll let you continue.
I think it ends up being Max Kepler. Good old lefty bat, 1-year deal.
I had Max Kepler as a guy that I thought I wouldn't mind.
Oh, wow. And I wouldn't, yeah, I would. He's a name I wouldn't mind, but I think realistically he could end up a Pirate.
I would actually be okay with Max Kepler. And for one, really one stat is what it boils down to. So the Pirates, obviously, I mean, a historic bad season offensively. And for whatever reason, Matt Haig is probably going to keep his job because of it. Max Kepler, I mean, the numbers weren't, the OPS and the batting average were not great. But he hit 18 home runs in 2025. You know how many players hit at least 18 home runs for the Pirates this year?
Two.
One. Ryan Reynolds had 16, Cruz got to 20. I would be okay with Max Kepler. And I'm going to save my, yeah, Max Kepler would be nice, but this guy next. So a guy like, again, I'll go to the infield here. I want to save my counterpoint to Max Kepler, though. I'm going to go to the infield. One of my big takes, and again, it's the question that I asked Colin Beasley at 625, like, what can the Pirates do to best salvage the relationship with their fans before opening day? And, you know, if we're going to expect them to go out and spend, what, $50 million this offseason, $60 million, I don't think that's going to happen. The most realistic way that they can mend the relationship with their fans is if Connor Griffin has a big-time spring, say F it and put him on the opening day roster. And for the home opener, he is introduced as like the leadoff batter playing shortstop. That place would go nuts. And that would bode well for the relationship between the organization and its fans. I don't think that's very likely. I think there's a chance you see him in a big league uniform next year. But opening day, you're grasping at straws. I wouldn't mind a guy like Willie Castro at shortstop. Second base, shortstop, can play some outfield. There's some utility there. A guy they're familiar with. Played the back half of the season and is playing the back half of the season for the Cubs. Not great numbers, but as far as, you know, his numbers with the Twins are concerned, in 2024 he was an all-star, had a 717 OPS, 743 OPS with Minnesota before he was traded to the Cubs. He's a free agent, and according to, again, to SpotTrack, the market value AAV for a guy like Willie Castro, to me, isn't crazy. $10.9 million. That would be my guy. Instead, Jose Iglesias. Market value of about $1.2, $1.3 million. Again, a once good player and a once versatile player, but coming off the 229 clip with the Padres in 2025 and a 592 OPS after having an incredible season with the Mets. Only
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
291 plate appearances, but with the Mets in 24th at 337, OPS 830. So I think that that would be one of the things where the Pirates could say, hey, we might be able to find something there for one year, $3 million. And probably won't happen.
Is there any chance, if the Pirates want to make an insanely serious splash move, that they could go all in on Alex Bregman? Or is that way too far out of the realm?
I like that SpotTrack has the market value. He's making 40 mil. I mean, that would never happen. I mean, no Pirate ever has made $25 million a year.
I am surprised that the market value for Eugenio Suarez is just under 15 mil.
Yeah, that would be...
So if we're thinking a little more realistic, maybe that.
Yeah.
Suarez.
Would love that.
But it might just be Yoan Moncada.
He made $14 million this year. Holy cow. And the Angels are just, I mean, you want to talk about, if there's one fan base that's more miserable than the Pirates, it's the Angels with Mike Trout and not doing anything.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that he played there. Yeah, good call. Yoan Moncada. That's a good one. All right. You asked me if I was going to do a starting pitcher, and I said no, and I lied. And I think but it's going to be is actually pretty funny here. Jack Flaherty has a player option with the Tigers. I wouldn't mind that. I think that might be a little bit of a big ask at $15 million a year. If we're going maybe a little bit further down the aisle here, on the cheaper side of things, he's a little bit older, but Miles Michaelis, veteran in that room. You could kick the tires back on Tyler Anderson, who's been productive since leaving and would probably cost you less than $10 million a year. My guy that I think if the Pirates add a starting pitcher in the offseason, we know how the Pirates have had the softer tossing left-handers and have found success with softer tossing left-handed pitchers. How about Wade Miley? He's only had 19 innings the last two seasons. Again, a guy that the Pirates are very familiar with. He's going to be 39 years old next year. It would probably only cost the Buccos. They might be like a minor league deal. I could read the headline right now. Alex Stumpf. Pirates sign Wade Miley to a minor league deal. And when one of these happen, Joel, I will text you and we will laugh. But yeah, Wade Miley was the name I came up with there.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. There will be a couple of them, and I'll send them to Jeff Hathorn and Andrew Lindbergh. He's like, hey guys, FYI, this is happening. If you guys are able to pump out a story in a half hour or whatever. I went relief pitcher.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if they can just solidify the back end of the bullpen with Pete Fairbanks from the Tampa Bay Rays? He was on my fantasy team. Felt like he got a save every other day this year. Lo and behold, it'll probably end up being like Ryan Brazier, who's got like some Boston ties. Charrington was in Boston
yep.
at a time.
Yep. That would be pretty funny. All right, so my guy, you said probably end up being Max Kepler. I wouldn't mind Max Kepler because he had 18 home runs last year. Only one person got to 18 home runs for the Pirates. It was O'Neill Cruz. It might be Max Kepler, but it'll probably be Joel. Let's just rip a page right off of the Penguins book. If you're going to suck, at least do some nostalgia. You bring Fleury back.
Oh, is this the Parte?
Bring back the Marte Parte. Starling Marte is a free agent with the New York Mets. The market value at that position for, you know, an outfielder that's going to be, what, 38, 39 years old is less than $10 million a year. I think he's hovering right around, like, what, 7? No, that's Jesse Winker's 5. $7.7 million, the market value for Starling Marte, heading into his age 37 season, I should say. Again, rip the page right off of the Kyle Dubas playbook. If you're going to suck, at least be nostalgic. Do you imagine opening day, Cutch and left?
Oh, gosh.
Marte and right?
I think Todd Kelly has to just put that on the card just for opening day. Might be the only time you'll see those two together in the outfield all season. Might be McCutcheon's only game in the outfield all season.
Yeah, that would be, again, if why not be nostalgic if you're going to be bad? 412-928-9370. No more guests from now until the end of the show. So if you've got a Pirates take to spout off on, how does it make you feel that Ben Cherington's back as the Pirates GM? 412-928-9370. We're also talking about the Steelers. We discussed the Steelers with Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. If you had to put a grade on the Steelers entering the Week 5 bye, A to F, plus or minus, what do you grade the 3-1 Steelers? 412-928-9370. We're with you until 10:35. It is the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.